here's a story from The World.
Every day, this pandemic shakes us with new numbers, new discoveries, and uncertainty about the future. If you want a summation of what we've been through so far, science journalist Deborah McKenzie has just published one of the first comprehensive books on the coronavirus, COVID-19, The Pandemic That Never Should Have Happened and How to Stop the Next One. So for this book, you write that this pandemic has not exactly been a surprise. What's been the timeline in your view, the kind of noteworthy events that led up to this?
It all really crystallized in 2002, 2003, when the SARS virus went on a bit of a global excursion. And that really was our wake-up call. That virus was stopped from truly going pandemic. It got to a bunch of different countries and gave a few cities, notably Toronto in Canada, a bad time. But it wasn't quite as good at spreading. So there was an amazing sort of world effort led by the WHO at the time, and they managed to stamp it out and stop it from getting a permanent foothold. But that was the point at which it became obvious that, well, firstly, that we really weren't ready for this, and secondly, that it could happen any time and could be very bad.
And what parallels do you see between SARS and what we're facing now with COVID-19?
Virologists named the COVID-19 virus SARS-2. That pretty much tells you what you need to know. It's very similar. It's the same family of viruses. It uses the same molecule on the surface of human cells to invade the cell. It's very similar. We could, at that point, have just kept working on coronavirus drugs and vaccines. We started, obviously, being scared by this, to do some pretty good work on it, and we could have kept going. But for some reason, all the funding agencies decided, well, no, we got rid of SARS, right? That's not a threat anymore. Let's stop.
Why was that? And given what we knew about SARS, I mean, how were governments and countries preparing for the next one?
There were just some theories that, you know, it was a one-off. It had strange mutations, and that wasn't likely to occur with viruses in the wild again, and they hadn't found it, and they hadn't done a very good job of looking for it in wild animals. And, you know, basically everybody just thought, okay, well, that was a close one, and decided they could, you know, pay attention to other more obvious threats instead.
Deborah, we're in the midst of a pandemic that has turned the world upside down. It's devastated communities. Honestly, it's traumatic and hard to take in day after day. It can feel like a fog. What are the things that you're trying to ensure get remembered?
We clearly need far more transparency among nations on the matter of outbreaks on their territory. Right now, under the existing international treaty governing disease outbreaks that might have an international significance, national sovereignty is absolute. When, you know, China said, we've got this outbreak, but it's not spreading between people. And I know a lot of virologists were kind of skeptical about that from the start. And they couldn't say, well, that's nice. Could we come in and talk to your doctors? But we didn't, because the WHO didn't have that power. People are saying, oh, well, the WHO didn't tell us the one thing we needed to know. It let the world community down. No, it didn't know. It didn't have the power to go into China and inspect its disease declaration and see whether it was likely to have been true or not. And we need that.
Last year, a month before the first cases of COVID-19 appeared in Wuhan, Johns Hopkins, as you know, ran a pandemic simulation featuring a fictitious virus that was nearly identical to COVID-19. Preparedness was discussed. So how can things turn out better next time?
We're very bad at low probability, high consequence events. When you're deciding how to spend a budget, you say, we could have a pandemic next year. We'd better lay in all sorts of supplies. Well, will we have a pandemic next year? Well, nobody can tell you that. You know, we might not. And what you know you're going to have next year is all sorts of things that you have to spend a certain limited government budget on. So it just doesn't get spent on. This is it. Well, now we've had a real world situation. Now government people and all the others know that we face a very serious situation if we don't do more planning and preparation for this kind of thing. Hopefully, we will get commitment at the highest levels politically to actually fund platforms for keeping this kind of preparation going and for having the kind of international collaboration on surveillance and verification of what's going on with diseases in the world.
Science journalist Deborah McKenzie has covered infectious diseases for decades at The New Scientist and is author of the new book, COVID-19, The Pandemic That Never Should Have Happened and How to Stop the Next One. Deborah, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.